Llevamos chapter 11, Mishnah 5. Kohenes shenis arev vlada bevlad shivchasa. So you've got a kohenes, a woman, and she has a child, a young baby boy, and that baby boy becomes mixed up with her slave's baby boy. So one of these babies is a kohen, and one of these babies is the slave. So now what do? We don't know which is which. We don't know which kid is which kid. So hara elu eichlin betruma. This is how we're going to treat both of them. So first of all, when they're young, because we'll see what happens when they grow up, but when they're young, they can both eat truma. And why? Because one's a kohen who can eat truma, and the other one's the slave of a kohen, and the slave of a kohen can also eat truma. V'cholkin chelek echad begorin, they can go to the threshing floor, and they can be given truma over there. When people were at the threshing floor, they used to give straight away. They used to give to the kohen truma. But they had to go together. It was a decree of the sages that a slave and their master had to go together, because it shouldn't be that someone sees the slave going there and getting truma, and then one day down the line there's a thing of their lineage and someone thinks they're kohen. No. So they had to go together to the threshing floor. The Einan Mitamnin Lemesim, neither of them are allowed to make themselves impure for a dead body, unless it's a relative. As we know, the kohen is allowed to make themselves impure for a relative. And the reason being that one of them is a kohen, obviously, and one of them is a slave, but we don't know which is which. So we prevent them both from coming into contact with the dead body. For Ein Noisin Nashim, they're not allowed to marry women yet. We'll see later. But again, Bain Kesharis, Bain Psulis, because there's certain women that are forbidden to a kohen, and there's certain women that are forbidden to a slave. And we don't know which is which, and so we prevent them from getting married. Igdilu atarovas, when they grow up, now there's something they can do. Now, v'shicharu ze ese, they each release each other. Because one of them's the kohen, and one of them's that kohen's slave. So they release each other, and in that way, whoever's the slave got released. And when a slave, a non-Jewish slave, gets released, what happens? They become Jewish. So now, you don't have one master kohen and one slave. You've got one normal Jew, and you've got one kohen. That's what you've got now, because they've released each other. So now, noisin nashim rois l'kohuna. So now, they can marry women who are fitting to be married into the kohuna. Because a Yisrael can marry a woman who's fitting to be, marry into the kohuna. And the kohen, obviously, can marry a woman who's fitting. So now they can get married. The Einan Metamin Lemesim, still they're not allowed to become into contact with the dead body and become impure, because still one of them's a kohen and one of them's not, but we don't know which is which, so they're not allowed to come into contact with the dead body. The Im Netamu, if they do come into contact, Einan Sofen Esarbaim, we don't give them 40 lashes. If a kohen intentionally becomes impure, so then we give him 40 lashes. That's a punishment he would get. But over here, we wouldn't give him the lashes, because maybe he's not a kohen. We don't know. Maybe he's just the other guy, who's the freed slave, who's now a Yisrael. The Einan Eichlin Betruma, they still can't eat truma, because one of them's a kohen and one of them's not. The Imachlu, and if they do eat truma, Einan Meshalman Keren V'chomesh. They don't pay back to the kohanim the capital plus a fifth. If non-kohen eats truma, he has to pay back, inadvertently even, he has to pay back the capital plus the fifth. Here, they wouldn't pay that back, because maybe they are a kohen. We don't know, so we don't make him pay back. The Einan Cholkin al Agoyren, they're not allowed to go to the threshing floor and receive grain, because now it's not that one's a slave. The slave's been freed, so now they would go separately, right? Because it's not a slave and his master. But they can't go, because when they go, one of them's a kohen and one of them's not. One of them's a normal Jew, so they can't go, right? They can't go and collect their truma over there. Umoichren es ha-truma, but if they themselves have truma that they've separated off their crop, they can sell that truma. They can sell it, but damim shelahim, and they would keep the money. Because the money that they're allowed to do. They're not allowed to eat the truma themselves, because maybe they're not a kohen, but they can sell it and keep the money. V'ein cholkim b'kodshei hamikdash, they don't take a share in anything from the temple. It brings in the commentaries, even including skins of the sacrifices. The kohanim would keep the skins of the sacrifices. They can't keep the skins, because we don't know. Maybe he's a kohen, maybe he's not. V'ein noisnin lehem kodashim, we don't give them sacrificial things. There's different interpretations over here, but we don't allow them to offer up sacrifices on the altar over there, because maybe he's a kohen and maybe he's not. We also don't take away from their hand. Again, different interpretations. We'll just go with the one that if they have a bechor, a firstborn animal, which normally goes to the kohen, so we don't take it away from them, because maybe he's a kohen, maybe he's not. And we'll see now what we do with this bechor. Upturin min azra, umin halachaim, umin akeva. Also, when you shecht an animal, a normal animal that you're going to eat, there were certain gifts that you had to give to the kohen. So this person doesn't give those gifts, because maybe he is the kohen, right? So he doesn't have to give the gifts. A bechor, and if he does have a firstborn animal, yeroi ad shistaev, we allow the animal to graze until it develops a blemish. And when it's got a blemish, a bechor with a blemish, so the kohen's allowed to slaughter it and eat it normally. So that's what he does with any bechor, that animal of his animals. So it comes out that we place on him all the stringencies of priests and the stringencies of Israelites, and in that way we remove him from any doubts that might occur, and that's how we manage that situation.